This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
No.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. It's funny, I just got this email about nominations sent to the Senate. It says on Monday, Joe Biden officially sent the nomination of anti-gun radical Steve Dettelbach over to the U.S. Senate, and then it goes on to talk about what a horrible person he is, and he supports all kinds of gun registration and gun confiscation. And he was on the advisory board with Attorney General Eric Holder, yuck, on the advisory board with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, yuck, U.S. Attorney appointed by Obama, yuck. And then it says Obama's classmate at Harvard. You know, it's just, these guys are and gals are all the same. Whether classmate at Columbia, classmate at Harvard Law School, they're all the same. Horrible people and horrible views. Chris, did we get him? Oh, good. We got Alan Dershowitz. Okay. Alan, you're back.
That's the technicality. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah,
no
yeah.
Problem. I was just surmising on the air that you're probably just like me. You and I are very gifted speakers, but when it comes to technology, I'm like a five-year-old. I have no clue how to do anything. Thank God I've got a 22-year-old son and a 17-year-old son. Anytime I have a question, I just call them, and they talk me through it. But without them, I'd be nowhere. Nowhere.
Well, I'm lucky. I have a 70-year-old wife who figures it out for me most of the time, and
okay,
then
good.
I have grandchildren, if that doesn't work. Yeah.
There you go. So we were talking about your client who was facing charges for entering the Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
And the last thing I said to you was, I don't get how in a country where very, very leftist DAs that were elected with funding from George Soros are letting terrible, vicious criminals right out with no bail, that there are people who walked into the Capitol after policemen waved them in, and they're being held without bail for like 18 months in solitary. It makes no sense to me. It's trespassing at the most. At the most. If you just walked in because the cop said, come on in and open the door for you. How can you hold someone in solitary and how can you hold them without bail for something so minor?
First of all, it's not minor. It's not a crime at all. This is a Supreme Court decision and a range of decisions saying that if the police wave you in, it's not a crime. For example, let's assume there's a red light on the street. There's a red light, but there's a traffic cop and he's waving you through the red light. You go through the red light, and there's a picture of you going through the red light. Obviously,
right.
That's not a crime.
Right.
Your defense is that the policeman said you could go through. There's
right.
a case called Raley versus Ohio in the Supreme Court, which applies the same thing in general, in more general terms. So Brady Knowlton didn't commit a crime at all. And the videotapes, if you watch it, show clearly, even without any audio, that he was waved into the Capitol. And he is going to testify. Audio tapes will show, if we get the audio tapes, that the police basically said to him, look, go in, stay a few minutes, protest, don't do anything that is damaging, don't try to stop any votes, and when we tell you to leave, leave. He stayed for less than 18 minutes, did no damage, believed he was committing no crime, believed he was operating under the First Amendment, the right peaceably to assemble, to, you know, show a disagreement, to petition the government for a redress of grievances. He had a grievance. I disagree with him. I voted for Joe Biden. I was glad Joe Biden was elected. He wasn't. But that's not the issue under the First Amendment. We can continue to argue about the election, but we agree that he had the right to protest the election, just like I had the right to protest Bush versus Gore. I was appalled at Bush versus Gore, and I protested, and I wrote a whole book about it. But I'm, you know, not in trouble for doing it. and he shouldn't be in trouble for protesting what he believed was an unfair election.
Can you imagine if they threatened or did put you in jail in solitary, Alan Dershowitz in solitary, for protesting Bush Gore? I mean, you'd say America is like the Soviet gulag. You'd say it's like East German Stasi.
People are in jail for protesting Putin. And do we ever want to do that? Of course
no,
not.
Of course not.
We don't want to be like Putin. We don't want to be like Russia or the Soviet Union. And in America, you have a right to protest. Look. Andrew Jackson protested John Quincy Adams' election. Tilden Hayes' election was protested. But John Kennedy's election was protested. Obviously, Bush versus Gore. I wrote a whole book about it called Supreme Injustice, where I railed against the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision. And in fact, I'll tell you an interesting story. So the dean of the law school, a woman named Elena Kagan, who became a Supreme Court justice, invited Antonin Scalia to come and have lunch with the faculty. So I went, and I knew Scalia. I actually knew his father at Brooklyn College. And I asked him a question. I said, didn't you violate your oath of office by voting consistent with your own partisan? And he said, I don't like being accused of violating my oath of office. And I said, then you shouldn't have violated your oath of office. We had an argument, a real knockdown, drag-out Brooklyn, Queens argument. He grew up in Queens. I grew up in Brooklyn. The kind of street argument that we would have in the middle of Queens or Brooklyn. And then we hugged each other after it was over. And that's the way it should be. We're entitled to protest. We're entitled to disagree with how an election was conducted.
Well,
and
I hope
that disagreement will always be honored.
Alan, I would argue I'm a Jew, right, and I'm an Israel lover, and I love the Jewish people, but I would defend them to the death. But I would argue that the Nazis had a right to march through Skokie in 1977.
I was one of the lawyers who defended the right of Nazis to march through Skokie.
I wouldn't hug them.
I defended the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization. I defended Students for Justice for Palestine, who wanted to put up a PLO flag to honor the death of Yasser Arafat. And I announced that I would do that, but I think Yasser Arafat's death was very untimely. If he had only died 4 years earlier, maybe we would have gotten peace.
Agreed.
So, you know, I was very much opposed to Arafat, but I defended the right of these kids to fly a Palestinian flag. That's what America is about, not putting people in jail for protesting.
You think? It's crazy. And I, you know, look, my biggest thing isn't putting people in jail for protesting. It's putting them in solitary and no bail allowed. Who ever does that in America for minor league crimes, which, as you point out, aren't even crimes? But let's even assume they are crimes, like trespassing or, you know, putting a rock through a window. Let's just assume they did that. You don't get no bail. You must stay in jail, and we're going to put you in solitary for 18 months. It's unheard of.
It's unheard of, but it's typically what's going on today on one side of the political spectrum. Now, it's my side of the political spectrum, so that makes me even more angry, because it's liberals and woke people and progressives that are pushing to get people who have protested the election disbarred, prosecuted, denied bail. That's just not the American way. Disagree with them. Write an op-ed. Go on a radio or a television show. Write a letter to the editor. Show the opposite point of view. Maybe build a better mousetrap and people will come to you. The answer to bad speech is better speech, not arresting people.
Well, you know, one of my big issues, and we have probably like 2 minutes left, so let me just finish up by saying one of my big issues is vaccine mandates, right? I happen to be against me taking the vaccine, but I'm not against you taking the vaccine.
Right.
I'm not against you doing whatever you feel is in the best interest of your health. I just can't believe that we're a country where for a while certain cities, namely blue leftist cities, said we have vaccine passports. Wayne Root can't eat in our restaurant unless he proves with a you know, voter ID, basically, government-issued ID and a passport that you've been vaccinated.
To me, that was Nazi-like.
That's what it's like to me.
Let's debate that someday, because I have a slightly different view on that. I wrote a book called The Case for Vaccine Mandates as a last resort, if it was necessary as a matter of constitutional law to prevent the spread of a lethal disease. I make a conditional argument in favor of mandates, but we can argue that. We can disagree. I'm having a debate with Bobby Kennedy next week sometime on that issue. So
I'm a conservative who loves Bobby Kennedy on that issue. Him and I are on the exact same wavelength about vaccines, and in particular the COVID vaccine. But here's what I would agree with you and argue with you, Alan. If it was really a deadly disease like Ebola or smallpox, that might be a whole different argument. I don't think ever COVID ever rose to any level beyond a mild flu for 99% of the population, or a cold for most of the population with no symptoms.
An argument that we could disagree about. I'm 83 years old. I've done everything in my power to avoid getting COVID, even though people tell me it's not a serious disease. When you're 83 and you have AFib and other kinds of things, you try your best not to get it. For me, it's John Stuart Mill.
So explain what that means.
Inhale cigarettes, but not to exhale them at me. And so the question is whether or not you can justify mask mandates or other mandates, not based on your health, but on preventing the spread of a disease. And we can have a debate about that, and we'd have a reasonable debate, and you wouldn't change my mind, I wouldn't change your mind, but I'd probably be influenced somewhat by your decision. So that's, again, what it's all about. And you have a right to come and protest if the government has mandates, and I'll defend you.
Right. I agree 100%. If your bat phone ever rings, Alan, and it's Wayne Root calling, and I'm calling from a prison, just make sure you pick up the bat phone, okay?
I'll be there. I have a special express pass to get me into prisons quickly, so
all right,
I'll be
good.
There immediately.
All right.
Good.
Alan Dershowitz, one of the most respected legal scholars. The writing here says in America, I would change it and say in the world. Professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, best-selling author, and his latest book, The Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech from Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. We're certainly on the same page on that one and quite a few other issues, too. Not always on the same page, but always agree that America is about debate, not censorship. Alan, thanks for coming on the show. Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Segment number two, hour number two, Wednesday, 27th of April. Welcome back. 23 after the hour, 4:23 here in Las Vegas on the left coast, 7:23 on the east coast, and in the Midwest, 6:23 p.m. Fellowship Home Loans, sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment of your life. If you've owned two, three, four, five homes in your life, those are the five most important commitments of your life. And so it's so important to have a friend in the mortgage business that can help you, and I've got friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans, and they've been providing assistance to Americans for nearly 20 years, Americans like you, purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and in many cases, they'll just get on the phone and evaluate your current situation and give you advice. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Now, you've got friends in the mortgage business. Just tell them Wayne Root sent you. Wayne Root sent you. And Mike and Brian are your buddies in the home business, home loan business. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. So I mentioned that we'd get to this story. Joe Biden has $5.2 million unexplained income, according to financial records. Joe Biden has $5.2 million unexplained income. That, by pure coincidence, of course, was acquired around the same time Hunter Biden was raking in big bucks from foreign business deals and earmarking 10% for the big guy. The UK Daily Mail reports that Joe Biden agreed to pay Hunter's legal fees for his deal with CEFC, a company linked to the Chinese government. The bombshell comes on top of a report from Monday that visitor logs from the Obama administration show Hunter Biden's top business partner visited the White House 19 times while Joe Biden was vice president, completely contradicting Joe Biden's claims he was never involved in his son's business dealings. Let me repeat that. Number one, he paid the legal fees for Hunter Biden's deal with a company owned by the Chinese government or linked to the Chinese government. I'm sure there's ownership with the Chinese government. And number two, visitor logs from the Obama White House show Hunter Biden's top business partner visited the White House 19 times. This guy was right in the middle of all the dirty deals ripping off the American taxpayer and skimming off of American loans. Joe was able to pay the bills after earning millions of dollars through he and his wife's companies after he left office as vice president. This revelation ties the president even closer to Hunter's overseas business dealings and makes his previous claims that he never discussed them with his son even less plausible, says the UK Daily Mail. Some of his income came from book deals and speaking gigs. Can you imagine somebody or some company paying huge dollars to hear Biden speak? Oh my God. I would pay him not to speak. I'd give him $200,000 not to speak. But there's a $7 million discrepancy between the income declared on his tax returns and the income he declared in his government transparency report. Some of that difference could be accounted for with salaries earned by First Lady Jill Biden and other sums not required on his reports, but it still leaves $5.2 million earned by Joe's company and not listed on his transparency reports. The missing millions, combined with emails on Hunter's abandoned laptop suggesting Joe would have a 10% share in Hunter's blockbuster deal with the Chinese, raise a troubling question. Did Joe Biden receive money from the foreign venture while vice president of the United States? Can you imagine? He was taking a cut of Hunter Biden's shady business deals. And it's not even as simple as you taking a cut of your son's deals. I said this from day one, that they're Joe's deals. They're not Hunter's deals. Joe sent Hunter out to be his emissary because he's vice president of the United States. He can't go cut deals with China and Ukraine, but he can make sure they get foreign loans and foreign contracts and foreign aid. And then he could send his son to go grab a piece of it all if you want to keep the aid. Of course that's what happened. Ron Paul has an entire column out today that says, are all of these deals with Ukraine all dirty deals and Joe Biden gets a piece? I think all these guys get their cut. I was the first one to say all this when the Ukraine war began, that Joe Biden was getting a cut, the Biden crime family's getting a cut, the Kerry crime family of John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton crime family. And of course Obama and the Obama crime family get their cut. And then you got Mitch McConnell and Schumer and Pelosi and maybe even Kevin McCarthy. They all get their cuts. Don't you understand what's going on to this what's going on with this country? It's sold, man. It's bought and paid for. All these people in Washington are criminals. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans concerned with the coronavirus pandemic is hitting a record low. Tim Malloy says 74% of Americans believe the spread of COVID-19 is under control, according to the Quinnipiac University poll, and 54% don't believe masks should be required on airplanes or public transit. 65% of Americans say they'd be comfortable taking public transit without a mask mandate. The UN Secretary General is meeting with the Ukrainian President and the country's foreign minister this week. That's according to a UN spokesperson. Antonio Guterres just arriving in Kyiv from Poland, where he thanked the President for the Polish people opening their homes to Ukrainian refugees. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 61 points to close at 33,301. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire. This segment of the show is sponsored by one of my favorite politicians in America. Kyle LeBrew is running for U.S. Congress in Missouri's 4th District. He is sponsoring this show because he's a smart guy. And he understands that this show reaches millions of people around the country. And he can become a real voice and a leader of the incoming freshman class in November of 2022, or I should say maybe the incoming freshman class in January of 2023, after he's elected in November of 2022. But what I love about Kyle is he says we don't need just more Republicans in Congress. We need good Republicans. We need fighters. We need warriors. You know, we don't need men and women more worried about protecting freedom, excuse me, than protecting their climb up the political ladder, than about protecting freedom. That's what they should be focused on, is protecting the freedom of the people of America. Kyle LeBrew is an entrepreneur, an America First conservative, a candidate for Congress in Missouri's CD4, 4th District. He's got strong, unapologetic conservative values. And he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle wants to get elected to represent you. He understands that government works for the people, not the other way around. Love this guy. Love this guy. All the things he says he stands for, and we're going to find out about that in a second. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer. Kyle LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E. KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer. Or at the very top of the site, click on the contribute button on the top of the page. And let him know that no matter where you are in this country, if you're listening in Las Vegas, where I have such a foothold, if you're listening in Connecticut, where I have a big foothold, if you're listening in Texas, where I have a big foothold, it doesn't matter that Kyle's running in Missouri. Send him $20, send him $50, send him $100, send him $1,000 if you can, to show this is the kind of guy we want to get in Congress, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. The website again, KyleLeBrew.com. All right, so we've never had him on the show, and I thought it was high time we got him on the show. Kyle LeBrew is with us live and in the flesh. Kyle, how are you?
Wayne, how are you? Thank you for being America's voice and trying to put some reason in this crazy world that we live in. I thought it was funny that you called me a politician because my dad taught me growing up. He said, "Poly is Latin for many, and ticks are bloodsuckers." So yeah. Politics makes me think of that type of people that we have in our government right now, these rhinos and these leftists that just keep trying to drive our country off the cliff into this great abyss that they have in their mind.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a politician if you're a citizen politician like the founding fathers were, right? They were farmers, they were ranchers, they went into office for just a term or two, and they did it as a sacrifice for America, not for themselves. And then they came back and became a farmer again. They didn't want to spend their entire life in Washington as a congressman or a president. They retired as gentlemen farmers again. That's what we need, and I hope that's you. I hope you'll be not only a guy who's in favor of term limits, but someone who will apply the term limits to himself.
I 1,000% agree with that. I'm not aiming to make this a lifelong career. I just want to get in, and I want to be America's voice as clearly and as loudly as possible. I think the silent majority of America is just tired of sitting around, you know, day after day being silenced. You know, you're starting to see that all over the nation. People are starting to get involved. You know, like you said, the citizens, they're going, I'm getting involved on my local level. I'm getting involved in my schools, in my church. I'm getting involved in the cities. You know, people are tired of the principles that are going on around this country right now, and they're ready to get back to the heart of America, which is the Constitution and, gun ownership and freedom and everything that makes this country great, you know, a great relationship with God. Those things are all important to me, and I know to millions of Americans all across this country.
Well, you said something about the heart of America. Let's talk about the heartland of America. That's where you are in the great Midwest, Missouri. or some call it Missouri. And I know that, you know, listen, in California and in New York, maybe what you just said is not in vogue to say that I believe in God and I believe a boy's a boy and a girl's a girl. And I believe in keeping taxes low and we got to fight inflation and we got to fight open borders. Those are all things I know you believe in, Kyle LaBru. But in Missouri, I assume those are in vogue. I assume Missouri and the people you're meeting when you're out on the campaign trail, very, very conservative patriots you're meeting in Missouri in your district, yes?
Yeah, you think about the people that really, when you think about the founders of America, they are Missourians, you know, and I know that everybody is a Missourian, but, you know, these hardworking Americans that go to work every day early in the morning and finish late, these farmers, you know, these factory workers, these are the people that your decisions when you run for Congress affect. You know, you kind of look at what we have set up in this country right now, and it's just crazy to me. Let's raise taxes as high as we can, and then let's give the money to other countries that don't care about us.
Right.
You know, that's an awful business plan for anybody, and especially the American worker. The people around here, you know, the center of their household is family, right? And every day they want to get out and they want to find a way to take care of their families. They want to get away. They want to get to the next level that they can provide more for their families, do more vacations, be able to own a home. There's all these things that I think that are what we call the American dream, that are the center of the heart of America. And that's Missouri. You know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but this is the show me state. When
right.
people are tired of people talking about it, they want you to be about it. You know, they don't want somebody to just jump in there and kind of do business as usual. I thought it was interesting when I first got into politics, somebody said, you know, if you get elected, the first thing's going to happen is, you know, somebody's going to straighten you out and put you in line with everything that they want you to do. And we need people that aren't going to just lay down and do whatever the status quo is. We need people that are ready to go, hey, this isn't right, and I'm not standing for that. And that's not good for my district. That's not good for my state or my country. And that's who I am. I'm not somebody that's just going to go with the flow. I'm somebody that's going to say what's right and say what's wrong and keep it that simple. And there is right and wrong, you know, in this country and in the world. There is right and wrong.
Hey, Kyle, I saw today two articles that disturbed me greatly. I mean, I've seen 100 articles that disturbed me greatly, but two of them about taxes. One was Chuck Schumer saying the only way to counteract inflation is to raise everyone's taxes. Insanity. And the other one was California will not stop a huge 5.6% gas tax increase that goes into effect on the 1st of May, which is, I think, Saturday, or maybe it's Friday. So, in other words, in just a couple of days, they're going to raise gas taxes. Well, no one in California can afford gas as it is. It's almost $7 a gallon in some places around California. It's everywhere. It's $5 to $6 a gallon. And they're going to raise gas taxes. And Schumer wants to raise your federal income taxes to fight inflation. These people are insane, or they're not insane. They know exactly what they're doing. It's the Great Reset. It's the United Nations. It's Agenda 21. It's Cloward Piven. This is a plan to bankrupt the middle class and make us all serfs and slaves, and the great elite at the top, that 1% at the top, run the country and have you where they want you because you have no money to fight back.
Well, and that's interesting. So we hear time and time again, inflation's only 8.5%, right?
Only.
Well, that's pretty amazing, you know. What I can tell you is the average person doesn't look at what inflation is. They look at what their bills are. When they go to the gas pump and gas is up 50%, that hits somebody in the pocketbook. You know, here in Missouri, you can make, you know, 30, 40 grand a year and you can do pretty good. That means that the guy that's going to work every day, he's probably got $10,000 to $15,000 more out of his paycheck every year because of the gas prices, just to get to work, you know. And then on top of that, you have groceries. But, you know, we can put together statistics and maps all day long, but the real key indicators for the American people are the daily bills. That's what's real to them. Not these numbers, not all the different things that people put out there. It's what's actually coming out of your pocket. What is it that actually is affecting your family?
Right. And by the way, Kyle, when you know, I've got all these people that I follow who actually know what the real inflation rate is, because the inflation index in America was fixed and rigged, just like the election was rigged. It was rigged by the politicians to make sure they'd look good. So inflation always looks lower than it is. And so it's not at 8.5%. It's probably somewhere between 20 and 25%. It's raging right now. Everything. Cotton's up dramatically, so clothing's up dramatically. Gas up dramatically. Home heating, natural gas in your house up dramatically. Groceries dramatically. Restaurants dramatically. In Vegas, rentals are up 30%. Your rent is up 30%. People are going to be homeless, middle-class people. And, of course, if you buy a house, dramatically up 30% in Vegas. And if you buy a used car, it's up 30%, 40%. These numbers, 8.5, is no relation to the reality of what's going on the ground.
And that's what I'm saying is you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas pump, you go to buy anything that you listed, a house, a car. 8.5 doesn't even touch anything. It doesn't pass muster. What I would say about that is there's a simple fix. One thing that affects everything in America is petroleum. And we've got to get it under control. We've got to get back to American sources of petroleum. You know, you can fix a lot of the issues of the American people by opening back up our pipeline, by opening back up the ability to drill on American soil.
You realize that was 14 years ago that Sarah Palin said, drill, baby, drill. Now she's running for Congress in Alaska. Drill, baby, drill. That was the answer in 2008, and it's the answer now. By the way, 2008, I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee. I was running on their presidential ticket against Sarah Palin back in 2008, 14 years ago. But drill, baby, drill makes more sense now than it ever did even then. We'll be right back. More with Kyle LaBrue. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's That's VetsAndHorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Projects, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I know you've heard me talk about Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and the Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at VetsAndHorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization. Enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. And if you don't play golf, just give a contribution, because we know you love vets and we know you love animals and wild horses, wild Mustangs. How do we know that? Because you're listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And if you didn't, you shouldn't even be listening. VetsAndHorses.com. Do a good thing. All right, we've got Kyle LeBrew on the line. He is a candidate for United States Congress in Missouri's 4th District, CD4 in Missouri. And we're talking a little bit about some of the things he believes in. I want to go into his background, though. Kyle LeBrew, you're a very special guy. I met you in Las Vegas. That's how this whole thing began. I met Kyle in Vegas. We broke some bread together at lunch, and we had a great meeting. And I said, this is a great guy. This is salt of the earth. This is what we need in the United States Congress. And one thing led to another, and now he's the sponsor of this radio show, and he is a hopefully a future United States congressman. What is your background, Kyle?
Well, I'm a lifelong entrepreneur. You know, I was lucky enough to grow up in a household where my parents taught me the hard value or the great value of hard work, and they taught me the American dream. I'll never forget one summer my dad made me work on a farm. He said, "Oh, this is going to be good for you." And so I went out and I worked on the farm, and You know how life on the farm is. You shovel poop all day, and you do hard backbreaking work. And I wanted to quit. I came home. I said, "Dad, I want to quit." And he said, "Son, that's not how you do life. When things get hard, you dig in and you finish them." And it taught me two things. One thing it taught me was the value of hard work and finishing things that you start. The second thing it taught me was I didn't want to work for anybody else anymore. And so I started selling health and life insurance, and I actually started selling under my dad's license when I was 16 years old. And everybody said, nobody will buy insurance from a 16-year-old. And I did. And I was successful at it. And I really thought that that's the way that life was going to go for me. I was going to build a nice big brokerage and hand it over to my kids someday. Fast forward, you got Obamacare comes in. It lets the fox in the hen house, all the big major competitors in the insurance world, pushed out all the little guys, and kind of destroyed my industry. So I had to reinvent myself. Wayne, I had to go, how do I feed my family? How do I move forward? Well, lucky for me, I had flipping houses, and I had ran out of houses to flip, so I started building them from the ground up, and I started a successful development company. Now, this will make you laugh. I started my development business in 2008.
Oh, God, right in the middle of economic disaster, right? Real estate disaster in particular.
So I learned how to get skinny. I learned how to overcome obstacles that seemed to, that you couldn't overcome them. And we were able to be successful. And what I learned from that, too, is to make a business, it requires everything. It requires sacrifice, it requires hard work, and it requires intelligent thinking. You've got to think differently than everybody else. If you run the same way, then you'll just kind of file under the pack. So I'm grateful for all the blessings and opportunity in my life. They've come because God always inspired me on what to do next. And also, of course, I have a great wife that's behind me that has supported me and said, hey, everything's going to be okay. And so I'm grateful for all those things, and it's led me to where I am. I'm a very blessed man. I'm able to do pretty much whatever I want, partly because of all the opportunities that America can afford you.
Now you know why I like this guy. There you go. I mean, this guy, Kyle LaBrew, he's humble. He's hardworking. He is disciplined. He's willing to sacrifice for this country. He's a patriot. He's a symbol of the American dream. He's got American spirit. He's God-fearing, and he makes God and family number one and country number one. He is my kind of guy. Kyle LaBrew, running for United States Congress. He's an America First conservative. He's an entrepreneur. He's a fighter. He's relentless, and he wants to fight for you, Missouri's 4th District, but don't let that bother you if you live in Nevada or you live in Connecticut or you live in Texas or wherever you are listening to this show in all 50 states. Send this guy a few bucks. Go to his website, KyleLaBrew.com. Kyle, K-Y-L-E, LaBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E, KyleLaBrew.com, and contribute to him just a few bucks, whatever you got, just to make a case here, to make a point that we want young guys just like this to be in the United States Congress who are not corrupted by Big Pharma and Microsoft and Warren Buffett and all the big companies out there. He is a good guy, and he's going to fight for small business and the little guy and the little gal, middle class. Kyle LaBrew, the website KyleLaBrew.com. Kyle, God bless you, man.
Thanks, Wayne.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Number.